Yesterday's ruling upheld a Washington state law barring public employee unions from using union dues for political purposes without asking permission from non-union workers. Current Wisconsin law works exactly the opposite. Unions can collect political action dues from non-members unless the employee objects. Although observers say this week's ruling is a narrow one, Frank Emsbach of UW-Madison School for Workers says if other states pass laws similar to Washington's, it could create an administrative nightmare for unions and stifle their ability to influence elections.
If the law requires that the union make a good faith effort to get in touch with everybody, they're going to have to show that they did mailings and certified mail and this and the other thing. It's a huge administrative burden. What you're seeing in labor relations is an increasingly large sum total of onerous requests for information that are just simply not matched for the people that they negotiate with.
But a spokesman for Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce says the ruling is a step in the right direction. Jim Pugh says it reinforces an individual's right to participate in political action because they want to, not because they're forced to.
To have the union in a position to basically take money out of people's paycheck is something that people should be very concerned about, especially when it's public employee unions who are largely paid with tax dollars.
But Pugh says it's unlikely the current Democratic majority in the Wisconsin legislature will make any moves to change Wisconsin's law. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.